something make you smile, laugh, and freak out inside. I'm Sean.
And I'm Carrie. Sean's an ex-cop who does happier things now.
That's for sure. And Carrie's a New York Times and internationally best-selling children's book novelist. We live in Down East Maine, and our podcast is a little funky. We start off with a random thought we recorded in bed, or the kitchen, or the car, and then we give a writing tip and a dog tip for life because our dogs are wise and smart and like to be included.
We're not hoity-toity. We're not all trash talk, although we try. We're just us. So thanks for joining us. Please like, subscribe, and be cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, and dogs are smarter than people. And we begin with a random thought.
Let's do it, baby.
Now.
I was yawning.
We're in the car.
Yeah, where are we going, love?
We're going to a scary, scary place.
Scary, scary place?
Yeah.
What's it called?
The dental surgeon.
The oral surgeon?
Da-na-na-na. Da-na-na.
I think you'll be okay,
bum,
love.
Bum, 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 fear. So much fear. So I have a little anxiety right now.
Look at all this traffic.
Because there's traffic on my way. Because we live all the way out on Mount Desert Island, in Maine on the coast, in a rural part of Maine anyway, even if you're not on the coast, it takes like an hour and 10 minutes to get to the closest oral surgeon. In the big old city of Bangor.
Yeah.
Bangor. Where all my friends are running for office. The end. I think we should move to Bangor, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, half the women... No, wait. Bangor's town council city. It's a city. Yeah. On this city council, there are like 4 of the 9 seats are women.
Really?
So some guy on Facebook's like... No, man, you know what? We have like 4 or 5 women running for all these open seats. It could be all women.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like, dude.
Crawl back in your mom's basement. Shut up. Jesus. What?
Oh, my word.
Well, I'm serious.
But he was like so, like, no, the horror. It's like, dude, how long has it been all men? Like, how many councils and school boards still are all men?
Right.
Like, how... That's my anger. That's my anger noise.
That's not anger. I'm very familiar with your anger noise.
You.
Poor girl. Yeah. I'm gonna have to take care of you tonight.
This is my anxiety noise.
That's pretty close.
It's just like stage fright. I'll be fine once I'm there.
Oh, yeah, because then you'll just have to act tough.
Yeah. Oh, there's a big cruise ship. I am tough. I channel the tough when I'm there. I'm really good in the crisis.
Yeah.
I'm really bad... thinking up to the crisis, if I know it's coming. And I'm really bad after the crisis. I tend to shake. But during the actual crisis, you want me on your zombie apocalypse team.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. You do. Like, when my stepdad died and I was in, like, 5th grade, I was the calm one.
Yeah.
I was surrounded by all these grown-ups who were freaking out and couldn't figure out what to do and running back and forth. And in my head, I remember thinking, why are they like chickens? Why are they like chickens? Like, because I just couldn't figure out what was going on with all of them. Like, this is not helping. This is not helping the situation, you know?
Right.
And I became this bossy little 5th grader telling everybody what to do. And people didn't listen all that well. But they were too busy being chickens. But, you know, that's how I am.
Yeah.
When people used to die outside my house, I was really calm about it. I found the dead guy with Bill Trotter.
Just walk out the side, people will drop dead around your house or what?
I lived on a 2-lane highway, and there was a 4-way intersection near that 2-lane highway, right on that 2-lane highway.
Yeah.
In southern New Hampshire, and for some reason there were a lot, like someone died every year out there. One guy ran into a telephone pole and the wires came down on him. That was the one I had the hardest time with because I knew I couldn't go there because the wires were live, but I didn't know if he was dead or not. I just knew he was slumped.
Yeah.
That one was hard. And my dad's friend, his truck exploded outside our house.
Really?
Yeah, he was a volunteer firefighter who was protesting that he was upset with the Teamsters Union. And everybody thought it was a... But then everybody was like, no, it's just a coincidence. My mom's like, they're coming after you next, Lou! Like, that's what I remember. Yay, childhood! Well, she was upset. Yeah, there are just a lot of accidents out there. A lot. What?
Nothing. I was just wondering if your dad was like, oh, hopefully they get the wrong car.
No! Not my dad. Man.
That's funny. Not really.
Yeah.
But. So.
So anyways, my point is that my anxiety is usually en route to whatever I have to do.
Yeah, that's true.
The actual event.
It's gonna be a long drive here.
You're so mean. And on the way back, I probably won't be able to talk.
No, probably not. Probably not.
Well, and I
better get it out now, love.
I don't have anything to say other than I'm nervous, but it's fine. It's like an hour.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
It's fine.
No worries. No worries at all.
About anything important?
I don't have anything important to talk about, huh? Not right in a second. Why?
You have a lot of things going on in your life, buddy. You just don't want to share them?
Right now, I'm just taking you to the dentist.
Sean is the ultimate live in the moment person, apparently.
Well, sometimes.
Oh, I love you.
It helps.
It helps. Alright, I'm gonna end our random thought.
Alright.
Goodbye. Goodbye, people. Hopefully you'll hear from me again and I won't be dead. The end. So I didn't die.
No, you didn't die.
I didn't die.
If you did, I did too somehow.
Oh, that would be kind of crazy cool.
Yeah, bud.
That means we get to hang out in the afterlife, baby.
Shall we? Shall I drive the car into a telephone pole and see if we're alive or not?
No, I think that would be foolish to figure it out.
That would be foolish.
Yeah. But we did just go buy something that said Go Witches. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. Did it? No, I didn't see it.
No.
That's Brewer High School Witches.
Witches. Also, it's almost Halloween and almost election season. And Sean's going through a very yellow light. Oh, you made it?
I did.
And I survived my surgery.
Yes, you did.
Yay.
And you're still talking.
And I'm still talking. And we saw a lot of campaign signs up here in the big city of Bangor.
For city council.
For Bangor City Council. And one of them was spray painted stencils.
That's pretty cool.
And, like, it wasn't the high production.
Like, you had a made at a print shop.
Made at a print shop campaign signs. It was spray painted. Here's another yellow light that we are going through.
We made it.
Yay. Yeah. And that was kind of interesting. And I kind of want them to win just because of that. Because I respect the fact that they're not going to spend a lot of money on campaign signs.
Heck yeah. No reason to do that.
So how was it waiting for me when I was in surgery? Did you get worried that I'd die?
No, I wasn't worried at all.
Dude,
man.
What good are you?
What good would it do for me to worry?
Oh, jeez. You need to. That's all our phones going on.
All I did was read your yet unpublished new book.
Oh.
Although if it stays the way it started out, it should be published soon.
It doesn't say that. It's a very complicated book.
Well, it hasn't been that complicated in the first couple pages.
Yeah, it doesn't get complicated yet. The first few pages are very straightforward.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. So what else should we say?
I don't know.
I feel like we're boring.
We are boring today.
Damn it.
That's because you had oral surgery.
I had surgery.
You got blood on your teeth.
Dude, I wiped it off.
I'm sure your mouth is still bleeding. Just leave it alone for now.
It's like I'm going to survive on my own nutrients. It's like my blood will be the sustaining force.
It's just recycling.
Recycling. Sooner
or later, I'm going to run out of nutrients. Oh, am I supposed to be talking? Writing tip of the pod.
Welcome to the very professionally edited and created episode of Dogs Are Smarter Than People, where Sean misses his cues.
Oh, and I didn't really get a cue, you just push the button.
And I sound the same when I'm on drugs and when I'm on anxiety.
You haven't really been on any drugs. Quite the reaction to... some fairly mundane pain.
I know, man. I can't do medicine, but we don't want to talk about that anymore.
Man.
Instead, we're going to talk about writers and vulnerability.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh. A week or so ago, someone told Carrie that she'd be better served if she didn't present as insecure on her social media.
I got cranky.
Was that a mistake?
For the record, I'm just open about when I'm scared about things. I'm not sure insecurity is the same as fear. I mean, I guess it is to a certain extent, but I'm not insecure about who I am. You know?
Yeah.
I like who I am. I'm an occasionally anxious, as we all know, goofy, smart, creative, quirky, open book kind of person. Does that sound like who I am, Shawnee? No? He's wiggling his eyebrows at me. You cannot see that.
It's pretty good. Pretty close.
Really?
Yeah, it is.
All right. Would you add other adjectives in there?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Other than awesome. The best woman ever.
Oh, my gosh. You're so full of it. Anyway, here's the thing. You can pretend to be someone you aren't. You can present any damn way you choose. But that's it. It's your choice. Nobody else's.
And Carrie, she has no problem being vulnerable. In her book, Daring Greatly, Brené Brown writes that the biggest myth about vulnerability is that it is weakness. And that's possibly what happened with that person's comment to Carrie last week.
She didn't want me to...
seem weak?
Yeah.
Present as weak?
Yeah, but being vulnerable isn't being weak. No. So... and to be fair, this person isn't the only person who's done this to me. Like, about once a year, usually a woman writer who is older than I am will tell me to present as more confident because I am, quote, strong and talented. And I know that they're trying to help me personally. And, like, the cause of all women, too. Like, we must present as strong and we must present as secure.
Right.
And the thing is that, like, in that Daring Greatly book, I don't see the dichotomy between strength and vulnerability, and I don't think they should be opposite ends of the line. And I think maybe if we're going to start preaching about vulnerability and how people should present, that maybe we should allow men to be a little more vulnerable and present that way in their own insecurities and realize that that is a strength of a man too.
Interesting mm-hmm. point.
Instead of like, hey, woman, you're not behaving as us other strong women think you should behave.
Women. I can feel the anxiety coming on already. Brené Brown writes, we've come to the point where, rather than respecting and appreciating the courage and daring behind vulnerability, we let our fear and discomfort become judgment and criticism.
Right. And even though they're coming at it from a nice place, that's what it is. You know?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And she also says this, which I think is how it pertains to writers and artists and this podcast. She says, Vulnerability isn't good or bad. It's not what we call a dark emotion, nor is it always a light, positive experience. Vulnerability is the core of all emotions and feelings. To feel is to be vulnerable. To believe vulnerability is weakness is to believe that feeling is weakness. Ooh. Yeah. Deep.
So vulnerability is writing, because vulnerability is risk and emotional pressure. And even the act of writing is vulnerable, because almost the first thing someone asks you is, oh, have I read you? It's like they determine your worth just by whether or not you've been on a bestseller list or not.
That bothers me.
Oh, yeah, it would bother me too, especially if I hadn't been on the
bus. I know. I mean, I have been, and I still, whatever. And then I have to pull it. Like, I'm like, yeah, my books have been published in, 20 different countries and different languages and blah, 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 blah. And they're still like, oh.
Yeah.
Is it still a real job? You know? Anyways, but just writing and deciding to create anything is a risk, because it's not the most financially secure thing in the world, but it's also because once you put your creation out there, like, unlike an accountant or somebody, you're vulnerable via ratings and bad reviews and internet trolls, which is a massive emotional exposure. And yeah, people will say, don't present as who you actually are, present this way. You know?
Yeah.
They think they have the right to tell you how to be.
That's right.
But it's more than that. Writers have to incorporate emotion and vulnerability on the page, and they create characters who are meant to tweak the reader's emotions. So writers are like the czars of vulnerability.
Nice.
Ooh, yeah, man.
Deep. That's deep.
So deep, man. I feel like we've had some cannabis or something. That's so deep. We haven't.
No.
Even though it's legal, we haven't.
So
the writing tip of the pod,
in a nutshell.
In a chestnut shell.
Is.
You want to do it, or you want me to do it?
You are a writer.
Okay, I am.
You are a human.
Maybe.
Embrace your ability to take risks, to be vulnerable. Emotions are not weaknesses.
No, not for men or for women.
Don't look at me when you say that. No. I show emotion all the time.
I know, but you can show insecurity and vulnerability.
Don't have any. Dog. Yep. For life. Trying to mellow it out towards the end a little bit there.
It was mellow, baby.
Oh, not really. Maybe we should do it again.
No.
So, Gabby gave us our dog tip today.
Yay, Gabby.
Instead of Spurry, because he's sleeping on the bed. The dog bed. And she said it's okay to be vulnerable. And she reminded us of the other day when we heard this strange noise.
Like,
you want to do that again, though? I don't think anybody heard that.
I hope not.
It was kind of like somebody licking up a hairy popsicle. That's what I was just going to say. Yeah, popsicle. It was wet.
Yeah.
Sounding.
Really wet sounding.
And lo and behold, it was our little kitten laying on the ground. And Gabby was giving her a bath with her tongue.
At first, I thought Gabby was eating her.
Yeah, she was giving her a full tongue bath, like head to toe.
Yeah, it was.
And the cat was soaked.
Totally soaked. And just, flat on her side. Like, okay, all right.
And she was being very vulnerable.
Uh-huh.
But so was Gabby.
I know.
Because she was allowing herself to show her soft side. Mm-hmm. Instead of chasing the kitten around the dining room table like she normally does.
Yeah, she likes to chase the kitten around.
But only in play.
They frolic.
She would never eat her or anything.
Yeah.
I don't think.
So then I looked it up on Google, and it said that when doggies lick kittens, it's because they're being their mommies. It's their mother instinct.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so Gabby has adopted the kitten.
Yeah, cool.
And that's vulnerable. Because when you allow yourself to love...
You're putting yourself out there to be hurt.
Yeah, man.
To be stomped on.
Yeah.
get your heart broken.
Like, will it be requited? Will they fall in love with another kitten? Will they fall in love with another dog? You don't know what's going to happen, man.
Nope. You never know.
Will they reject your licking?
Happens to me all the time. Oh, no.
Why?
Why what?
Why do you do that? So... oh, boy. So...
So, Gabby just said, hey, if I can live... That was hard for me to avoid that one. If I can lick a kitten in public, you can put yourself out there too. That was tough.
That was hard.
For me.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Thank you for listening.
Oh, yeah.
Be vulnerable.
And happy.
And be yourself.
Hey, now that people have blessed us with their time and listened to our podcast, what other little tidbits should we tell them?
Well, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Artist in the song is Night Owl by Berg for Free.
That sounds so 80s. Anyways, it's cool. I like it. Got anything else going on in your world?
All the writing tips are at carriejonesbooks.blog. I just released a book called In the Woods with Steve Waddell. It's creepy, it's a little horrifying, and it's a little romantic.
Ooh,
that's cool. And it's a summer buzz book from Publishers Weekly.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What else?
I have a Patreon.
Oh, yeah. That's.
You can find us on social media.
The Patreon's a great way to read a book that's never been published by you.
Yes.
Only Patreon people get to read it, right?
Oh, yeah, man.
Subscribers, I mean.
And you get special content.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can get special gifts, too, right?
I do. I send out art.
Carrie Jones paintings, which are all beautiful.
And books sometimes.
Yeah.
Signed.
Signed by me.
Sean.
Just kidding.
What do you want to tell people, honey bunny?
I don't know. Just thank you. Oh, thank you for listening.
Please like and subscribe and share.
Yeah, you said that.
Oh.
At the beginning, but we can say it twice.
Can we say it 87 times so people really do?
They'll probably just shut it off after like the 80th one at least.
Like, subscribe, share. Like, subscribe, share. Like, subscribe, share. Like, subscribe, share. No.
And get out and live your life.
Yes.
No matter what.
The whole point of Dogs Are Smarter Than People in this podcast is to try to make your life a tiny bit better for at least 2 seconds, in which you're like, at least we're not them, buddy. At least we're not them.
That's all. That's a good one. People always have that outlook. At least we're not them. Having fun.